Favourable conditions in Victoria today should help firefighters who spent the weekend battling devastating blazes across the state. Three emergency warnings for bushfires remain in place this morning, two in the Walwa region in the state's northeast and one in Irrawillipi in the southwest. Some 390,000 hectares of land have been scorched, with dozens of homes lost. And yesterday, Victoria Police confirmed the remains of a person were found in the Longwood bushfire area, around 100 metres from a vehicle. Vicky Ward is Victoria's Minister for Emergency Services and Natural Disaster Recovery. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Is there any more information you can provide about the person who died in the Longwood bushfire area?
No, that's still under investigation with Victoria Police, and I'll wait for them to offer more information to the public. But it is certainly really awful circumstances, and I really feel for that family in such a stressful situation. To continue to have such devastating news is just horrible.
Are there concerns that any other lives may have been lost at this stage?
We haven't had any notification of anybody who is, where their whereabouts are unknown, so we'll continue to monitor the situation, but at the moment that's the only one we're aware of.
What's the current status of the fires that are still burning across the state this morning? Are homes still at risk?
So at the moment we have got a couple of warnings that are still out. We've got three emergency warnings for communities at risk of significant fires in Walwa in the northeast and the Otways in the southwest. So we do have some positive news though, where we are looking at fires that are planned to be contained within the next couple of days, and that includes fires in our west as well as it's gone from my head.
That's all right. Is there an update, Minister, on how many homes have now been lost across Victoria?
Yeah, we know that there's over 300 structural loches. Now, that will include sheds as well as homes. It's scattered across the various fires. We've had so many fires in this state. It's around 60 fires in the northeast in the Longwood fire, and it's various homes around the state. We're looking at probably at least 100 homes overall, if not more, being lost.
This is such a difficult time for so many people in Victoria who've been affected by these fires. What immediate financial support can they claim?
Thank you. There's a couple of options for people which is important for them to know about. And they can go to the recovery centres. We've got 11 recovery centres in the state where people will be able to help them. But of course, they can jump online and use the phone. So there is a payment that the state government has set up in assistance, which is the personal hardship assistance, which is $340 for children, $680 for adults, maximum of $2,380 for families. And there is also a federal government disaster relief payment, which is $1,000 per eligible adult and $400 per child.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Victorian Minister for Emergency Services, Vicky Ward, about the fires that are still affecting large parts of Victoria. Minister, many communities reported power blackouts and loss of mobile reception during this disaster. What is being done to address those issues?
Yeah, the power agencies are working incredibly quickly. They have been located within the incident control centres, which has been really important, which has meant that we've been able to have real-time information move around the state. So they are working where it is safe to do so to ensure that they are connecting power wherever possible. I understand that in Harcourt, for example, it's anticipated that power will be back on today.
Over the weekend, the Victorian Police Chief Commissioner Mike Bush criticised the actions of some people who he said had ignored instructions at roadblocks. What more can you tell us about that?
So it's really important that people do not go into the fire scar area. Where there are roadblocks, they're there for a reason, and that is to keep people safe as well as to protect what is in that community as well. So it's not just the trees that have fallen over across roadsides. It's the trees we don't know about that is the biggest risk. There are trees that fall down, and they can fall down unexpectedly. And we need to have people go in, qualified people who know what they're doing, going in there to check to make sure that roadways are safe, because trees can just fall on people. We know that after Black Saturday, there is a story of within 40 minutes of a road being opened, a tree falling down on a car. We do not want to see those kind of incidents. We do not want to see people who have done the right thing, who have left early, who have saved their lives, the lives of their families, then go back into a fire area only to be harmed, possibly killed by a falling tree. We also, as you've indicated, don't have power in all of these areas. We don't have water necessarily in all of these areas. They're just not safe to go into.
And what about this issue of so-called bushfire tourists? Authorities have criticised people that they've said have travelled into these areas to see the damage.
Look, it's outrageous. I cannot fathom how somebody would think it is okay to go and be a witness to this horrible tragedy that has occurred to so many people. You just keep out. Just keep out. Please respect what these people have gone through. Please give them the time to process what they've gone through. Give them the time to actually see what the effects have been of this fire on their home, on their community, on their neighbours. To go in there and see this as an opportunity to have a sticky beak, it's just wrong. It's despicable behaviour and people should not be doing it. It is not safe and it is incredibly disrespectful.
I appreciate it's still the early stages of this disaster, but what lessons will you and the government more broadly be looking at from these fires in terms of trying to prevent future blazes that are as damaging as these?
Well, every fire has an investigation, every fire has a review, and of course there will always be learnings from this as there is from every disaster. But I think we need to be really clear. We had catastrophic conditions on Friday. We warned the community and the community listened and people left. We know that there has been loss of livelihoods. We know that, you know, farms have gone up, orchards have been lost, vineyards have been lost, livestock has been lost. When you have catastrophic conditions like this, you cannot prevent the fire. You cannot prevent lightning. You cannot prevent wind. What you can do is do all the preparation that you can to help reduce the harm of that fire. And that's exactly what Victorians did. That's what our agencies did. And that's what the government has funded. We had incredible preparation leading up to this season, because we knew that this was going to be a difficult and challenging season. We invested an additional $80 million a number of months ago to ensure our agencies had everything they needed to be prepared to try to reduce the harm, prevent the harm of fires just like this.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for your time. And thank the ABC for their incredible coverage and how they've helped keep people safe too.
Thank you. Vicky Ward is Victoria's Minister for Emergency Services and Natural Disaster Recovery.